Chapter 25. The Deer Without a Brain. Once a lion and a fox went hunting together in the deep woods. But the lion was so big and loud that all the animals fled before him and he could not find a meal.
"You are known for being clever," the lion said to the fox. "Figure out how to get me dinner."
The fox bowed. "I will, Your Majesty." The fox dashed away until he found a very silly deer gazing at himself in a puddle. "You are a very beautiful deer," the fox said. "The most beautiful deer in the forest, and the king would like to meet you." The deer looked up and blinked his long lashes at the fox.
"The king? Really? I must go at once."
So the deer leaped through the woods until he came to the lion. The lion promptly jumped on the deer and gobbled up much of the carcass. Then he was very full.
"Fox," the lion commanded, "you must watch my dinner while I take a nap. But don't take as much as a nibble, or I will know."
While the lion was napping, the hungry fox looked over the carcass very carefully. Then he ate the deer's brain, which was his favorite part. When the lion came back, he roared,
"The deer's brain is missing. How dare you eat part of my dinner?"
The fox bowed low and said,
"I assure you that I did not. Any deer who was foolish enough to run right into the mouth of the lion never had a brain to begin with."
The lion accepted that and finished his meal. The fox trotted away, licking his chops. Under his breath, he muttered,
"Wit always has an answer."